Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. Éric Zemmour will be judged today. The Paris Court of Appeal rejected the request for dismissal filed by the presidential candidate. As a reminder, he is accused of contesting a crime against humanity for his statement made in October 2019 on CNews. Éric Zemmour had indicated that Marshal Pétain had saved French Jews during the Second World War. The case was dismissed in first instance. Also in the news, the government is expected to lift some of the sanitary measures. This evening, Jean Castex is giving a press conference at 7 p.m. The Prime Minister will unveil the calendar for the next few weeks, with perhaps an announced reopening of nightclubs and the end of limitations for large cultural and sporting events. As for remote work, the required 3 days of remote work per week may be extended by 2 weeks at the beginning of February. The former president and founder of the non-profit Le Refuge was placed in police custody in Montpellier. Nicolas Noguier is accused of sexual assault, abuse of a vulnerable person, and corruption of underage children. Several complaints have been filed by former volunteers of the nonprofit, which helps victims of homophobia. Abroad, Washington promises a harsh response if Russia invades Ukraine. The head of the American diplomacy will meet today in Berlin with his French, British, and German counterparts in an attempt to avoid that this crisis worsens and becomes an armed conflict. And then in soccer, there is quite a conflict between the Barça and Ousmane Dembélé. The Spanish club is now asking the French player to leave before January 31st and the end of the winter transfer window. At the end of his contract this summer, the 24-year-old striker was initially supposed to stay with the club, but he refused all the offers. As a result, the Barça decided to demand his departure. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.